Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast, WILK News Radio.
Great, good morning, everyone. My Bicardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 11:09 and change here in the great Northeast. This beautiful Wednesday, October 22, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he, and it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values. And with the help of our man John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like the veterans we lost this year, but celebrate today thanks to John. Like John, Bill Montgomery, Dalton, Edward Zemelkowski, Scranton, Jerome, Jerry, Ziak, Duryea, William Bill Brady, Duryea, John Jack Gallo, Montoursville, born Hazleton, and Kenneth Fladmark, Selinsgrove. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Gaveling back to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense. And promising you a sanctuary of sanity. In a world where insane people are in jobs that used to be reserved for responsible, normal people who aren't mentally ill. I specifically refer to, and by the way, I do not like to bring him up, not only because he's loathsome and disgusting, but because Chris Kelly, who writes for the awful Scranton Times, I can't let this pass, but one other item. And my friend Paulie Nard sent me this, and it's also in the front page of the paper. So Gaughan, the boy king, who does no king's protests, there's irony for you, he lost his court case. When the case went beyond one judge on the Pennsylvania Supreme Court who had connections to Lackawanna County, and a certain wing of the Democrat Party, and the entire Supreme Court voted on it. They said, you got to seat this woman, Brenda Sacco. She was appointed by the Democrat Party, and the Lackawanna County court judges approved of her. She's got to sit as commissioner. Now, the boy king Gaughan's lawsuits, unauthorized, by the way, delayed it till now. But she was sworn in this morning. Guess who didn't show up? The boy king. So Brenda Sacco is a county commissioner now. And I'm told she's going to say, you know what? I don't want to be associated with the boy king either. Neither did Matt McGloin. I don't want to be associated with him. I'm going to work with Chris Chermak. And so we'll see how that goes. They're not organizing today, but she was sworn in this morning. Congratulations, Brenda Sacco. I'm sorry for the nonsense you had to go through because of the boy king and all the left-wing lunatics in the Lackawanna County Democrat Party. Nuts. Anyway, back to Chris Kelly, because I got to get to a couple of guests that I want to talk to. Here's his article. Now, Rob O'Donnell sent me this morning. I couldn't believe it. But then when I looked at the entire column, it got worse. The headline is Antifa, More MAGA Bogeymen. Now, here's how sick he is. And I mean mentally ill, truly. He needs so much help. I don't know who could give it to him. Now, he brings in the beautiful story. And this is what he does. This is a sicko he is. A disgusting soul. He brings up the story of an annual reunion by a number of our great veterans for James Reddington. We paid tribute to Mr. Reddington on this show. He was 19, killed in Vietnam back in 1967. His friends and veterans all have a tradition and get together at the Glider Diner. Chris Kelly, he was invited to it at some point. He talks about that, and then he weaves in the No Kings protest. Sickeningly making these veterans paying tribute in a non-political way, trying to drag them into his sick world. It's disgusting. And then it gets worse. He says Antifa is not an organized terrorist group funded by leftist billionaire bogeyman. Unfortunately, Chris, you're lying again. He said it's an ideal that inspires Americans to fight against fascism and blah, 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 blah. He says if you want photographic evidence, listen to this. How disgusting. If you want photographic evidence of Antifa, look up images of American heroes storming the beaches of Normandy and liberating Nazi death camps. If that is not proof of serious mental illness, of serious hatred for this country, please tell me what is. That's so beyond disgusting. I don't even know how to react to it. Other than to say, you need help. And is there conceivably an adult at the Scranton Times that can stop this mentally ill, demented person from dragging great veterans and the people who stormed the beaches of Normandy into his sick, twisted, disgusting world? Wow. Wow. Unreal. All right. So whenever you have something truly disgusting, like Chris Kelly always is, then you go to something great, because you can only take so much insanity. And that includes me as well as you. We go to Mother Teresa. She says for October 22nd, God allows failure, but he does not want us to become discouraged. God doesn't require us to succeed. He only requires that you try. Well, as with anything great, and I think Mother Teresa would cheer it on in many ways, we've got some great boxing coming to Mohegan Sun Arena. My own nephew, Rocco Cordaro, is going to be on this card. And our friend Chris Coyne is running the show. And we've got Chris Coyne, who's the promoter for this fight card in November, and Kurt Scooby, who's one of the he's going to finish the card. He's the main event on for this fight card. Chris Coyne, first of all, welcome to you, my friend. How are you?
I'm great, Bob. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Hey, thanks for having this card. We got to have you on more than once to talk about this.
We're excited about it, that's for sure.
Give us the who, what, where, and when quickly of the fight card.
The who is Northeast Boxing and myself with Pennsylvania Championship Boxing. We're having a 10-fight all-pro card at the Mohegan, Pennsylvania on 315 down in Wilkes-Barre. When is it? It's November 8th, the evening of November 8th, Saturday night. The doors open at 6, and the card actually, the first bout will start at 7. So it's going to be an exciting night.
Oh, well, I already reserved my tickets. I cannot wait to be there. And one of, actually the main event, Kurt Scooby's with us. His father-in-law is a very dear friend of mine forever, John Bonacci. Kurt, you're training up in Connecticut, I am told, and you've have a great career so far. Tell us a little bit about your boxing career.
Hey, what's up, buddy? Everything is going great on my end. I'm here to make boxing great again. That's one of the things I wanted to say first.
Nice.
my boxing career is nothing but exciting. I had one misstep, and from there, life has been great. Like I said, I want to give a huge thank you to my father-in-law and my my wife for actually understanding what a boxer needs to. Totally understand to be in camp for this long and be prepared to give my people a good show, you know?
Kurt Scooby, how old are you now?
I'm 30, but I'm 22.
How long are you fighting professionally and otherwise?
I actually started during the pandemic, so I would want to say 5 years now.
All right.
Professionally.
What motivated you to become a fighter? I mean, this is what you do.
Shoot, look, baby, the saddest thing in the world is a waste of talent.
Yeah.
And I never wanted my talent to go to waste.
But you discover it in terms of boxing a little bit later in life than most fighters, right?
No, actually, I didn't. I started when I was 7 in amateur boxing. Then I went away and played football, college football, and I was actually 215 pounds. Came back, I knew I didn't love football, so came back and did boxing, which is my first love.
Yeah.
And from there, I just knew this is what I wanted to do.
What weight are you fighting at for this card?
I want to say 140. I still don't know yet, but whatever weight it is, we're going to make it.
Well, you were you weren't fat when you were 210 pounds. How did you get down to this weight to fight at a more manageable fight category?
So I had my wife is actually my nutritionist, so she helped me get down. And
how about that?
At first, it was a little rough. It was a little rough, like I said, and. You know, she just got everything right. She made me eat right, get mentally right with myself, and, made the weight. And, like, now, of course, there's no such thing as an easy weight cut, but
yeah.
Life is easy now, a little easier than what it was.
Well, Kurt, I'm going to have her work with me for a little while, too, if you don't mind.
Of course.
Chris Coyne.
It comes with a price. It comes with a price.
Right. Northeast Boxing, another great fight card. I know you had my nephew on one down in Old Forge a little while back. But this at a casino, this has a big-time feel. It really does.
I'll tell you what, Bob, you've been with us quite some time now. You remember when I was partner with Maury Naney, and we were doing some ESPN Friday night fights back in the day. And I'll tell you, this particular card, This is a HBO Showbox. I won't even say ESPN because this is a much higher level show than an ESPN show because we've done those. I know what they're like, and I know the quality of fighter we have on this card aside from Kurt. Now, you know, Kurt's a little humble on air here, I could tell.
Brag about him.
18-1. I'm going to brag about him because he deserves to be bragged about. He's 18-1 with 16 knockouts, and he's fighting a gentleman out of Buenos Aires, Argentina, named Christian Ruben Mino, who's also he's a 33-34 fight veteran with 17 knockouts. So he's not fighting any paperweight here. This kid's coming in, and he's coming in to fight. So it's going to be a battle. Kurt knows that. He's been training hard. Like you said, Kurt, by the way, you're contracted at 143, okay, buddy? So make sure we make weight.
140? 140 sounds good. Sounds good.
Chris,
if you keep Chris Coyne, if you keep Kurt Scooby away from me, he'll make weight.
There you go.
Mr. Coyne, I want to say, you're the best promoter in Northeast Pennsylvania, and I want to thank you so much for actually getting this card together and getting me on the card and just exploring the talent that's all around. You know, I appreciate you for that.
I'll tell you, Bob, I've matched hundreds of fights in my life, and this, I think, perhaps, and Kurt will agree, may have been the hardest fight I've ever matched with my matchmaker, because listen, they're not just lining up like ducks waiting to fight Kurt Scooby, that's for sure.
They see, I mean, anybody who has a fighter sees all these knockouts and an 18-1 record and a guy that's athletic on top of all of that. It's got to be hard to find somebody because you got to find somebody that can stay with him for at least a little bit, right, Kurt? And you also have to find somebody who's not afraid to fight him.
We got to bring a guy all the way in from Argentina to fight him. You know, we're not finding somebody in Scranton or Wilkes-Barre. That's for sure.
Yeah, amazing. All right, who else is on the card, Kurt? Chris Coyne?
Well, we have one of Kurt's stablemates as well, a kid named Thomas Blumenfeld. He's another 10-0 fighter that happens to have 9 knockouts as well. We got a young man from Philadelphia, Haven Brady Jr., 16-0. He's fighting Yuri Costello, who's 14-0. So as they say, somebody's O must go that night.
Local
product, Ryan Wilczek, who has fought for us before, he's 11-2. And he takes on a young man from out in New Albany, Indiana, named Josh Flores. Of course, we have a name that you'd recognize named Rocco Cordero, who's a 5-0 young man, happens to be a family member and nephew of yours. He and his people are coming up from down in Florida. And this card has really come together. It's going to be something special. And as Kurt was saying, and you were saying, your very dear friend John Bonacci, if it wasn't for John, we wouldn't have Kurt on the card.
Yeah.
John was a really big force behind pushing to have Kurt on the card. And through a mutual friend of ours, John reached out to me, and we were able to make it happen. And it, like I said, it really, honestly, John was the driving force of getting Kurt on the card.
Well, Kurt Scooby knows 100%. How lucky he is to be married into that great Bonacci family, so he gets it.
1,000%.
He truly is.
Hey, Chris Coyne, there's a lot of things that go in, and that'd be the next question, but this question, there's so much that goes into putting one of these fight cards together. It's almost impossible to imagine. You're herding cats. You're reaching out as far as Argentina to put the matches together. It's incredible.
From soup to nuts, I'm a one-man show. Do you remember those little monkeys with the cymbals and the drums and the guitar? You wind them up and you just let them go and he does everything. That's sort of myself. So most of these promotions have some teams of people that work on matches. Another individual work on logistics. Another person work on travel. Another person will deal with the blood work, the physicals, the eye exams, everything like that for each individual fighter. Because you have to imagine if there's 10 fights on the card, that's 20 different individuals we're dealing with, 20 different managers, 20 different trainers, 20 et cetera, et cetera. And I'm that little monkey guy with the cymbals, the guitar, and the drums. I'm a one man show, so it's a little difficult at times because I do run another business, and I do work a full time job as well. So this is a full time job on top of everything else.
Wow.
And so. But it's coming together really well. I don't get much sleep, and my wife is buried with me at the time, just like Kurt's wife is in a different... She doesn't like it, but I love boxing. Boxing hasn't loved me back very many times, but...
I love you, bro.
It's in the blood.
All right, we're less than 3 weeks away, Kurt Scooby. You know how to train to win. You're doing it now. What stage of your training are you at?
I'm actually just sharpening the tools. Everything's already. I'm already ready to fight. I could fight tomorrow if I needed to. At this moment, it's just staying sharp. That's it.
What motivates you? What are you thinking when you go in the ring? I mean, you're thinking you're going to kill the other guy, obviously. But so other than that flame, other than that passion, how do you keep that from not overwhelming your intelligence? Because it takes a lot of smarts in the boxing ring.
You know, I'm well prepared with my coach. My coach is well prepared, Hector Bermudez. He gets us ready for not only this fight but our sixth title defense. That's our thought process. We don't normally get ready for the opponents we need to get ready for.
Yeah,
we get ready for the title defenses that we have to defend later in life.
What is your goal as a boxer, Kurt Scooby?
My goal is to win multiple world champions and secure a immense amount of wealth for me and my family.
Now, I want you to know, Kurt, we have had 57, and it may be more than that now, 57 world champions fight in Northeast Pennsylvania. I hope that you are part of that and become the 58th. That would be great.
So I'm a huge believer in speaking things into existence. I will be that in that category very soon.
Amen. Hey, Chris Coyne, Kurt Scooby. Headliner for these fights on November 8th. Thank you for calling in, and let's arrange it again. We'll do it again as we get closer to the fights, okay?
Sounds great.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Chris Coyne, he's the promoter, Northeast Boxing. November 8th, Mohican Sun, 10 professional fights. Kurt Scooby, the headliner for that. 18-1, ready for action today if necessary. We'll take a break. It's the Bob Cadaro Show, and we'll be back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Our veterans tribute today and every day, brought to you by our man John Basiliga, Basiliga Hospitality. 3 great bar restaurants, and as good as you can get. The Old Brook Inn, 307 Springbrook Township. Queen City Tavern, downtown Oliphant. The Far Street Tavern, the great Trips Park section of West Scranton. Fine dining? Yeah, we got that too. A modern take? A gorgeous modern take. Aterra 519, downtown Scranton. A gorgeous old world take? The Stegmaier Mansion, downtown Wilkes-Barre. If you go to the Bloomsburg American Legion, out front you'll see a stone, and carved into it, it says, "What is a veteran?" And I'll add a little bit to it. It says, "A veteran, whether active duty, discharged, retired, or reserve, is someone who at one point in his or her life wrote a blank check made payable to the United States of America and its people for an amount of up to and including his or her life." That is honor. Jack Gallo, Montoursville. We lost him at age 77, October 10th. Born in Hazleton. Attended MMI Preparatory School, Freeland. Graduating in 66. From 1968 to 1972, he served this great country honorably in the United States Air Force. Staff Sergeant. 1969, he conducted reconnaissance missions flying unmanned aircraft during the Vietnam War. He earned the Airman of the Month Award in November of that year. Upon his return home, he continued his education at what is now Pennsylvania College of Technology and Science. Married the former Barbara Skitsky back in 1973. He then attended Wilkes, where he obtained a Bachelor of Science and Master of Business Administration. He began his career working for First Eastern Bank in Wilkes-Barre as a trust administrative officer in 1973. He worked at many banks and trust investment companies, retiring from wealth management at BB&T in 2016. He loved cars. He enjoyed 96 different vehicles over his lifetime. Survived by his wife of 52 years, Barbara, 3 sons, a daughter, 2 grandchildren, and other family members. Jack Gallo. Kenneth Fladmark, long distinguished career in education. He died at age 100 on October 11th. Born in Beresford, South Dakota, he attended grade school at Mo Country School and then graduated from Canton High School. He joined the Navy at age 17, serving for 2 years during World War II in the South Pacific as Petty Officer First Class. After the war, he graduated from Augustana College in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, where he met his future wife, Irene Larson. They were married in 1949 and celebrated 67 years of marriage. He received a master's degree in business from the University of Pittsburgh, a doctorate of philosophy in marketing from Pennsylvania State University. He received a 50-year honor for his doctorate from Penn State in 2019. He took a faculty position at the great RIT, Rochester Institute of Technology, Then he joined the staff at Susquehanna University in 1961, teaching business, marketing, and he did so for 31 years. He was an acting dean of the School of Business, business internship coordinator, Lindbach Award of Distinguished Teaching in 1983. He celebrated his Norwegian holiday traditions with his family, active member of Sharon Lutheran Church. He's survived by his four children and their spouses, grandchildren, seven great-grandchildren, sadly preceded in death by his wife, Irene. Kenneth Osborne Fladmark. Our great veterans this hour brought to you by John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Joe Snedeker. Today, clouds and some showers this morning. Then breaks of sun this afternoon, 57. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 40. Thursday, breaks of sun and clouds, breezy and cool. Spotty showers, 53. Friday, breaks of sun and clouds, breezy and cool. Spotty showers, 53 degrees. Somebody texts in, PA Senator John Fetterman, who votes to open the government every time, also said, I love Trump supporters the same as I do my own constituents. The radical left now wants to primary him and wants him ostracized from the Democrat Party for spreading love and unity for America. Everyone in America must realize the Democrats want total division and thrive on it. Vote them all out. Amen. And unless they're defeated over and over and over again, you won't change the Democrat Party back to a positive force because it's a horribly negative force in this country. Bob, a sincere LTS, thank you. Just when I thought I could not lose more respect for a little Billy, I call him the boy king, Billy Gaughan, I found out he didn't show up for the swearing in of a fellow commissioner that he's going to work with. I hope the people of Lackawanna County can see just a weak little arrogant man this truly is. And remember, Capellini is going to be his sidekick if he wins. He's got to be defeated. And he's just as left-wing a lunatic as Gaughan. Please remember that. The listener continues, as far as Chris Kelly goes, to compare the heroes that stormed Normandy Beach to the thugs that are shooting fireworks at police officers and federal agents is truly mentally ill. He's a sick puppy. If it wasn't so disgusting, if he didn't have, it's a small platform. Nobody reads the paper anymore, and less people read his column. That's understood. That's fine. But he's on the third page of the only daily newspaper in Lackawanna County. Those people that are running that paper should be sick for themselves because there is no adult involved over there. They're all left-wing lunatics. And that is, Cutie's telling me you shouldn't be calling anybody scum. Well, read Chris Kelly's column. You'll see the definition of scum. Sorry. It's what it is. By the way, our man Rick Bigelow says, thanks for honoring John Gallo. He and I were classmates at MMI in Freeland. MMI stood for Mining and Mechanical Institute, started as a night school for miners by the wife of one of the big mine owners in the Hazleton-Freeland area. Over the years, it specialized in sending grads into science and engineering. Rick Bigelow hadn't seen John since they graduated in 66. They reconnected at class reunions held at a house at Lake New Angola. John did really well in life, and we stayed in touch. That is good to hear, Rick. Thank you. And thanks for I love when people comment on our vets. I absolutely love it. All right. Let's go to Bill from Pittston. He's been hanging in there. Thanks for your patience. All right. The Karine Jean-Pierre book, another book written in crayon.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I usually find value in just about everything I read, but this is a book that has no value whatsoever. I watched her on some other interviews with NPR and The View, which turned my stomach, but I mean, she repeated her answers verbatim, and it was so orchestrated, and she was so inconsistent. One minute she says, She talks about Biden's experience and how valuable it was, and then she says, throw all the old bums out and bring in the new.
and she represented the old bum.
Exactly.
The ultimate old bum. I mean, it's insane.
You know, her colleagues even criticize her, saying they had a cover for her. She was totally unprepared. And when asked about that, she said they were jealous of her because she got a coveted job. And she knows how difficult it was for Kamala to become president because everybody's against brown-skinned lesbian women.
Yeah, I know. And by the way, nobody in the Biden administration was running off to Mensa meetings. I mean, you had a lot of stupid, willfully ignorant people surrounding that clown. You just did.
It's so scary to think Kamala could have been elected. Of course, she's the most qualified, some people say.
Ever, yeah. Well, George Washington, George Washington is a close second to Kamala.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I also want to ask you about Hunter Biden. Also was quoted as saying that he was furious at President Obama when he put his hands on his father and let him off the stage at that big extravaganza. Yeah. And he said he was going to go and tell him to get his hands off the President of the United States.
Well, what did he want him to do, walk off stage? He would have walked right into the crowd off the stage. He was in a coma.
But it would have been funny.
Wow.
Anything for a laugh.
Hunter Biden's got to be back on drugs. I watched his extended interviews. He did some podcasts and stuff. I used to say that it's the bar in Star Wars. That's disrespectful to the bar in Star Wars to compare them to the Biden administration. Wow.
Yeah, it's hard to believe people actually supported and I knew people that worked with Biden when he was a senator, and they told me what a dope he was, and it's just incredible that he became president of the United States. It's hard to believe.
But I said this about Joe Biden. If you remember that time he was trying to get up the stairs at Air Force One and kept falling, and I said he's one of the examples. It happens in business too, but it's not our money. It's not our future. He fell upwards for his whole life. Awful.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, what Hunter did to, but his anger toward Obama, I mean, that's almost threatening violence.
No, that's, he's a sick drug addict. And man, it's sad. It's sad. But,
hey, you're not getting the book to read, by the way. I'm not going to waste your time Corinne.
I was going to say, you don't need to drop that one off.
No, I'll drop it off as a garbage dump. It's the worst, one of the worst things I've ever read.
Oh, Lordy, Lordy. By the way, and Bill, you are a great reader. How would you, okay, if we give Kamala Harris's book a 2 out of 10, what would you give this book?
-2.
Worse. Unbelievable.
Yep.
Hard to believe.
Yep. It's hard to believe, but it's worse.
Right,
there's some valuable takes from Kamala's. There's absolutely nothing. It's all propaganda, yeah. And it's all stupidity. I mean, it's just blatant DEI information that's completely useless.
Oh, Lordy, Lord. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it always. Oh, let's take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. Ray from Mountaintop on the shutdown. I want to get to you, Ray. We're going to rush this commercial break. We got Bloomberg Money Minute. We got more. But as I look at my Bacardo Jeweler watch, it tells me it's 11:49, so we got to get some stuff done.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
The Animals, Murph says they moved into the top 10 charts this date. At number 10, this date, 1966. Hey, I got to get my man Ray from Mountaintop in here. Ray, we only got a minute, but fire away, friend.
Robert, I'll go as fast as I can. What a great show today.
Thank you, my man.
You know, we can embody the shutdown in two words. Love and hate. Our Republican Party is motivated by the love of our country. The Democrat Party, and I beg every Democrat listening right now to call in and talk to you, they are simply blinded by hate.
Yeah, they really are.
They hate Donald Trump far more than they love our country. Our wonderful Jewish neighbors, they hate Netanyahu more than they love their Israel.
Yeah.
It is simply liberal hate. They can't explain it. They surely can't rationalize it. They can never be persuasive about it. They cannot deal in facts. Blind hate.
We have a scumbag, Robert, in the paper weaving great local veterans into a story about his hatred, saying, comparing Antifa members to the people who stormed the beaches of Normandy. This is the height and the depth of sickness.
Robert, we're taught to hate the sin but love the sinner.
Mm-hmm.
The sin of liberalism has to be expunged. We can have a loyal opposition. We should have a loyal opposition.
We have a disloyal opposition.
The first word in loyal opposition is loyal.
Yeah.
Not hate. Robert, I'll call you back because I want to talk to you about the seven deadly sins, too.
Please. We love to go on with you.
Our Democrat brothers and sisters are just engulfed with the seven deadly sins.
Yep. Ray, thank you, my friend. Appreciate it always.
I'll be listening tomorrow, and God bless you.
All right, man. He has. Thank you. RW says, for that comment, Chris Kelly is maggot puke. Yeah, he is. To drag the veterans honoring Jimmy Reddington, and I know these guys, into his sick, twisted, demented world, combining them into a story that compares the veterans of Normandy to the scum clowns. Actually, they're just clowns mostly, that are Antifa. That's nuts. That's sick. Sorry, cutie. Our veterans. We go to something good immediately. John Bill Montgomery Dalton, Edward Zemelkowski Scranton, Jerry Ziak Duryea, Bill Brady Duryea, Jack Gallo Montoursville, and Kenneth Fladmark Seelingsgrove. Thank you, John Basiliga, for bringing them to all of us. Guys, Sue Henry Show next. Rob O'Donnell after that. For now, we've got to say adios and gal to a close. This meeting of the Club for Common Sense, God willing, I'll be with you tomorrow at 9. Adjourned.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.